You're listening to SBS News.
Sue Tantaro's grandsons are loud, lively and full of personality. As they play in the backyard of her home west of Melbourne, it's almost easy to forget about the cruel genetic disease that one day will rob them of the ability to walk and eventually the ability to breathe unaided. Ms. Tantaro says it's a reality she wakes up with every day.
As a grandmother, it's shocking. It is. It's heartbreaking. You know, I mean, I've cried every day for almost 4.5 years. So I just get up in the morning, I have a bit of a teary, and then I just get on with the day.
Anthony, Jacob and Lucas have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, a genetic disorder that so far has no cure and only limited treatment options in Australia. It was passed on from their mothers, Samantha and Marie, who were unaware they carried the disease until all three boys had been born. Samantha Tantaro, mother to 7-year-old Jacob and 5-year-old Lucas, says she received the diagnosis when her youngest was just 10 months old.
So I already knew what it was because of my nephew and because of Jacob as well. Yeah, so.
What was that moment like?
Oh, devastating. And I'll always remember those days. Like, yeah, absolutely devastating.
For the two brothers, life is a carousel of exercises, doctor's visits and stretches to preserve their muscle function. Their mother says it's a constant fight against a disease which moves at a devastating pace.
They don't know, obviously, the extent of what's going to happen because they're still quite young and, yeah, they haven't really asked me those type of questions and we haven't got into that just yet. And they know, they see Anthony as well and they know he's got the same thing. And
yeah. Duchenne muscular dystrophy is characterised by progressive muscle degeneration. It's caused by the absence of a protein called dystrophin, which helps keep muscle cells intact. Symptoms usually begin from 3 to 5 years old, and by the age of 12, children generally lose the ability to walk. It affects about 1 in 3,500 boys, but is extremely rare for girls. Those are bittersweet statistics for Marie Tantaro, 7 months pregnant with a daughter, but worrying what the next few years holds for her 10-year-old son, Anthony.
He's deteriorating quite bad now, and it's at his last appointment, we were told that he doesn't have much long to be walking around.
Sue Tantaro, the grandmother, is determined to try to keep him walking by any means necessary, even if it means seeking treatment overseas. While watching the recent furore in Canberra over parliamentarians holding dual citizenship, it occurred to her the family might be able to access treatment for the boy's disease in Italy.
I sat at work one day and I went, oh, okay. My dad died an Italian citizen. It just dawned on me, just like that. It was like, okay, I can find out what I can do about it. So it was a long process, 12 months. Luckily, my older sister had all my dad's documentation.
So she applied for Italian citizenship for her daughters and grandsons in an effort to gain access to a new drug available under conditional approval only in Europe. In the middle of next year, the family hopes to set the plan into action. It will be a long journey for three boys with muscular dystrophy, but Anthony says he's looking forward to the new treatment and, of course, the pizza.
We have to go to Italy, which is really boring because it's really far of a flight. But the fun part is like eating lots of food and stuff.
The drug called Ataluren or Translarna is designed to overcome the nonsense mutation in the boy's genes to produce a functional dystrophin protein. Anthony and Jacob are currently participating in a trial for the drug, but it's unknown if they are receiving a placebo or the real thing. They will gain access to the drug in the latter half of the trial, but there's no guarantee they will receive it after the trial is complete. There's also no guarantee the drug will ever be approved for general use in Australia. And if it is, Sue Tantaro says, without it being listed on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, the cost could be exorbitant.
That drug is $300,000, I think, per 20-kilo child. If you've got the money, yes. But when you've got three children with it, it's almost $1 million a year. It's never going to happen for our family.
Muscular Dystrophy Australia Executive Director Boris Strzok knows the frustration of wanting access to new treatments for the disease. He also has a son with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Mr. Strzok says while progress can seem slow for families dealing with the disease, advancements, particularly in easing symptoms, are being made.
Previously, parents were told, you know, go home, enjoy your son, he'll be gone by 14 or 15. That's now changed. You know, we're looking at late teens into the 20s. So it's a different paradigm today, and a lot of that is to do with the mechanics of what's being done.
He says treatment for muscular dystrophy is evolving slowly, but it is necessarily slow.
The foot is not on the brake, the foot is on the accelerator. You look at trying to fast track as much as you can within the bounds of safety.
But with time running out, Sue Tantaro says she's determined to explore all options. Right now, she's frantically raising funds to get her grandsons to Italy and to a drug she hopes will keep them loud and lively just a little while longer.
Haven't got time to wait. Every moment counts. This is a time bomb, a ticking time bomb. It's the only hope we have, so I'm going to have every hope I, you know, every part of me wants this to work.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.